It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Garden Show on this Thursday morning. Paul Ramo over here in Dawson, broadcasting live from Heather Floral and Greenhouse. And we don't do this too often that I'm here. Broadcasting live, Dwayne.
So welcome to Dawson.
You haven't put me to work yet.
No, but that's after the show, okay? we're in the back here, and we got a lot of stuff in Dawson here, and it'd be good to show you that so we can talk about it. And greenhouses are still open, Paul. Greenhouse back here looks really good.
Yep.
We had a volunteer planting group here yesterday, and we planted all the hanging baskets for downtown Dawson, so I thank everybody that was here yesterday and helped us do that. So that was fun.
You planted the.
We do that. We have like 40 hanging baskets down the main street of Dawson.
40.
Yep.
Wow.
And we got volunteers to come and help this year, and we got them planted and are hung up and watered, and got them all ready to go for Riverfest.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, Dwayne, we're going to still open up our phone lines. Maynard's back at the studio to monitor the questions, and we'll open up our phone lines. Give us a call at 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301 for any lawn or garden question of Dwayne, and you can email him over at klqpfm@farmerstel.net. And, Dwayne, what's our plant of the week?
It's a little different. It's unusual if you look at the picture online there.
On our KLQP Facebook page.
There you go.
Okay.
And it's a Meyer spruce, okay? Was spraying. We're doing a lot of spraying of evergreens now, and there's one tree stood out. It has purple pine cones on it. Unreal.
Yeah, and just noticed that earlier that those pine cones that you sent me the picture of, they're bright purple.
I've
never seen that.
Purple. And
what are they called?
It's a Meyer spruce. It's a new spruce that's out there, and it must have gotten crossed with, because this is out in a grove in Lacaparl County, and they must have got a Meyer spruce in there. You don't see that very often, but it's an improvement on a Black Hill spruce, and I had a couple experiences with that this week. We went and got another load of potted evergreens for all these evergreens that have gotten blown down, and the gentleman that I buy them from is also a person that we buy our evergreen Christmas trees from, and his wife was starting to pick all the pine cones off trees, and I go, oh, I like those on there. No, don't do that. And she goes, well, we have to pick them off all our Christmas trees. They go and pick all the pine cones off their Christmas trees.
What?
Can you imagine seeing acres and acres and acres of Christmas trees with pine cones? Because they said they disrupt the shape of the tree, and they go, especially they have Meyer spruce now, and yep, they have those big purple pine cones. So she was just automatically, when she was talking, picking pine cones off the tree.
Wow, wow.
I go, I'm glad that's not my job.
Yeah.
But this Meyer spruce, it's a new Black Hill spruce, which we have around here, a lot of those, and it's supposed to be more disease resistant, and it's cool. It has these big, huge pine cones.
Yeah, if you're a Minnesota Viking fan, you should plant one of those in your yard.
And the thing about pine cones, Paul, there's two types of pine cones on every tree, okay? The bottom pine cones, which are that type of pine cone,
yep,
the big pine cone that you're thinking about,
yep,
are on the bottom of the, are on the top of the trees, okay? The most of those pine cones are on top.
Okay.
And because that's the female part of the tree, okay?
Wow.
Those are the ones that have the seeds in it. The bottom ones, if you're going around now, there's a little, it kind of looks like a cone, but it has the pollen in it.
Okay.
And those are on the bottom of the evergreen trees. So the pollen will blow from one tree to another tree, so it cross-pollinates with the other tree, the female clones on the next tree, and straight up, and so it's not self-pollinating,
right?
Okay? So you want to, you know how that works?
Right.
Cross-pollinate.
Yeah. So, I didn't realize there's two different pine cones on trees.
There is.
Did not know that.
Yep. So if you, now you can look at pine cones.
Yep.
What you think of a pine cone, okay, that's the female part of the tree, and that's usually on the top of the tree, okay?
Okay.
And then the male cones are on the bottom, and they have the pollen, and the pollen shoots to the next tree and right. pollinates the tree.
Interesting.
There's seeds in each pine cone. If you pull a pine cone apart, you'll see a seed in there, and that's what starts new evergreen trees.
Hmm. Interesting. You mentioned earlier you're spraying evergreen trees. What's the purpose for that?
There's a disease in the evergreen trees out here. It's almost been too wet, and it's gone on for years. It's called Rhizosphera spruce needle cast.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's a fungus disease, and if your evergreens are turning brownish and almost has a pinky red tinge to it, and if you've seen that at this time of year, you should be spraying your evergreen trees. And if you have evergreen trees, you should be looking at those because it's all over.
A lot of evergreen trees blew over in the storms that we've had. Would you recommend just replanting evergreen trees where those ones destroyed?
You know what we're finding out is, again, variety is good. Okay, the reason a lot of those evergreen trees went over at that particular time was the ground was really wet, and there's a lot of needle surface, okay? And so the wind caught those needles, okay, and blew that tree over. If a lot of our shade trees would have been fully leafed out, we would have lost a lot more trees because there would have been more leaf surface and it would push those trees over.
Okay.
So that's why the evergreens took the brunt of it, not just because they were evergreens. It was because there was more leaf surface there to blow them over. If we would have had our shade trees leafed out, we would have really had a hard time.
Would you recommend replanting an evergreen in that same spot?
You can plant an evergreen in that spot if you want. Get as much of the roots out of there as you can. Again, I was talking about variety. Maybe plant different types of evergreens. You know, we have the Black Hill spruce, or that Myers spruce is kind of cool. We got Norway spruce, which is also the red, we got Norway spruce.
Yep.
And then we got Norway pine. Pine is a longer needled evergreen, and that's also called the red pine, and that's our state tree. And we got Scotch pine, white pine. So there's a lot of different evergreens to plant.
Okay.
And one of the things that we're going to talk about is evergreen trees.
Yep.
Not all evergreens have needles on.
Really?
Believe that or not.
Do you know that?
What you're looking at, what we're talking about, is conifers, okay? Conifers, the trees we're talking about, have cones on them. Those are called conifers. There's broadleaf evergreens, which there's plants that don't have needles,
yep.
But they don't lose their leaves.
Okay.
And that's not evergreen, which people don't think about it.
Right.
So what we're talking about as evergreens really should be referred to as conifers because they have cones on them.
Conifers.
So the conifers got blown over.
Okay.
Not the evergreen.
Not the evergreen. The conifers. Okay.
Conifers. So.
Well, we better move along here. We might have some questions here. Dwayne, what's our horticulture concern of the week?
Fertilizing my plants.
Okay. Any plants?
Any of your plants or your lawn or whatever. We have had a lot of moisture, had kind of a tough winter. If you haven't done any fertilizing of your trees or shrubs or evergreens or conifers, maybe it's a good time to give them a shot. And there's different types of fertilizer. You have a foliar feed, which means you put it in your water and spray it on, which is great for conifers because 80% of the fertilizer is taken in through their needles.
Okay.
Talking about fertilizers, we got our earth elements back in. And so we were out for a long time because getting all the products together to make it and all that was a pain in the butt.
Manufacturing, yeah, right.
And we just got 25 tons in, so if you're looking for Earth's Elements, it's here.
Okay, it's here at Heather.
Yeah.
All right, let's jump into a question. For about the fourth or fifth week in a row, is a good time to apply crabgrass preventer? We get that every week.
Yeah, but you know, it's kind of a strange year. It's been cool, cool, cool. And crabgrass is a warm season grass, okay? Hot season grass. Doesn't happen. Comes up from seeds every year. The grass temperature or the soil temperature has to be warm. It hasn't gotten there yet, but it's definitely time to put your crabgrass preventer down because it is going to be 90 degrees. That means your crabgrass is going to start germinating. So crabgrass preventer is usually mixed with fertilizer, and it's good because a lot of our lawns are even starting to turn a little yellow.
Right.
So you haven't gotten that on there yet. So crabgrass preventer, what we sell, is called Dimension, and Dimension lasts the whole season. So we're already in June. put it on because it'll last the rest of the year.
Okay, good.
So, yes.
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 Put it on.
Put it on. Long answer to a simple question.
That's right. You know, we're going to have hot weather next week. 90 degrees is forecasted. Is there anything I can do for my lawn before?
Are we going to have rain before that?
I don't know.
Well, I kind of got a couple days of supposed to be.
Okay.
It would be good to put your crabgrass preventer on.
Before the heat comes.
Before the heat comes and get it rained in, because then your grass is going to be stronger, okay? Don't mow your grass short. Don't go and scalp it, because
my grass. My wife's mowing the lawn this morning.
Tell her to move her lawnmower up. It's middle of June, so you should be mowing your grass at 3 inches, not down at 2 inches like you're scalping it. 3 to 3.5 inches, because that provides shade for your crown of your plants.
Okay.
So it won't dry out so fast.
Okay.
Fertilize your lawn, move it up. If you're going to put the grub killer, that's one of our questions coming up, is put that on now too, because the Dilox will kill that little creature that's in there. And the question that we have is if you should switch different chemicals from Dilox, and that's true. Usually at the end of the June, you switch to a different, we have GrubX here. It's a different type of chemical that affects the grub a different way.
Okay.
So if you put GrubX in on, you can put it on right now, but in a couple weeks from now, you should be switching to a different chemical.
Okay. All right, you got some notes there in front of you. You were
I
thinking.
Already did, though.
Oh, you already talked about
but
that.
But we got one more that, we got a gypsum question.
Okay.
I don't really exactly remember about gypsum, but if you're going to, is it a good thing to put on your garden or your lawn or your plants if your lawn is really, I shouldn't say your lawn, if your soil is really compact? Gypsum, which is this calcium and magnesium mixed together, will help break up your soil structure. So it's going to loosen your soil. So gypsum's a good thing to put on, okay? Gypsum's not very expensive either as a fertilizer, and it's a good thing to be putting on your lawn, and I would do that once a year.
Okay.
So gypsum's great.
What is in gypsum? I mean, what?
it's a mineral.
Mineral?
Two minerals, okay. Calcium and magnesium. And it'll also help neutralize your dog spots on your lawn. So if you have, you know, the urine spots?
Yeah.
Or where grass isn't growing?
I have that. I don't have a dog. My neighbors don't have a dog.
Well, somebody's got a dog.
Okay, I got a quick question for you here, guys.
All right.
Says pine trees, large pine trees with dead branches on the inside, should those branches be cut off? And is it too late to trim pine trees at this time of the year? But trees did have new growth on other branches, so should they trim the old stuff off? That's your question.
Here's the history. Quickly, you said, the history of an evergreen loses, at the most, has 3 years of needles on. Okay, this coming August, it's going to lose the inside needles. It loses its third-year needles. That means the needles that were produced 3 years ago. So in August, you get needles falling off your evergreens. That's natural. So if the inside of your evergreen, if they're still green on the edge of your branches, that's natural, okay? We're talking about conifers here now.
Okay. Okay.
And if the branch doesn't have a lot of needles, the green part, yeah, you could trim some of those bottom branches off. But if that's happening and that the new growth, the reason you spray your evergreens now is that you don't want the fungus problems to get on the new growth. So you want to spray it with Momentum and a fertilizer. And if you want to talk to me about that, I sure can have. I have a handout, and we can talk about that.
Okay, so give Dwayne a call there. Dwayne, you got a minute left here. What's happening here in the backyard? You got Gloria working hard back here.
We got Gloria and Alan back there, and we got all the people in the other stores, too, working hard.
You got a lot of trees, I see.
We're getting new some plants in that we've ordered 2 years ago came this week. So, and that excites me because we got some new products in. We got a lot of new plants. It looks fantastic. So if you're looking at landscaping or new bushes around the house or trees, we literally have thousands and thousands of trees. And I've gone and gotten 3 loads of evergreen trees, big loads.
Wow.
And so we have lots of trees to help replace what has been blown over. And the greenhouses still look great. Yesterday was absolutely crazy in the greenhouse. People buying deer have been eating the tomatoes off and all that type of stuff. For a lot of people haven't planted their garden. Got a great selection of flowers and vegetables and potatoes and onions. And we're still got a lot of supplies. A lot of garden seeds.
All right, in three locations.
Dawson, Madison, Montevideo, and we're here to serve you. And if you have any questions, don't be afraid to give us a call.
All right, thanks, Dwayne. Good garden show. I'm glad to be here. You got to come more often, Paul. Glad to see you over here. But now you're going to put me to work.
Yeah, we're going to have them help us plant.
All right, that wraps up our garden show for another week, live from Heather Floral and Greenhouse here in Dawson. Thanks for listening.